This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. Now, we're going to meet a woman who's known as a local hero to many in San Francisco. 40 years ago, Susan Cervantes, along with her husband Luis, founded Presida Eyes Muralists in the city's Mission District. These days, it's impossible to walk around the Mission without running into a mural, each one more beautiful than the next. But that wasn't always the case. Originally inspired by the Mujeres Muralistas, a pioneering women's muralist collective based in the neighborhood, Susan and Presida Eyes have helped create more than 400 murals throughout the city and beyond. Susan Cervantes spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about the organization's history and what the murals mean for the community and for her.
Can we go back in time a bit? So before the 70s, before you were here in the Mission, when did you first, you yourself, know what a mural was, and how did you come to the art form?
When I went to the Art Institute, and the Diego Rivera mural was draped. We went there in 1960, and it was draped.
And it was covered up?
It was completely covered up.
And it was covered up because it was out of style?
Because in the 50s, the president of the school decided to cover it up because it wasn't modern enough.
Very interesting.
You know, and it wasn't until, like, I think 1990 that they uncovered it. And I think, and had Diego Rivera's apprentices restore it. And so it was from that I had some idea what a mural was. Mexican Americans in the Mission District became very inspired by their great Mexican muralists and from their own ancient culture. And it was the whole thing at that time was to go back to your roots, find out where you came from and start from there. Don't let other people tell you who you are. You know, you have something very unique and special about your own, where you come from. And I think that that's what started the movement in the Mission. And so that you started to see it grow.
I'm wondering, when you founded the organization in 1977, it sounds like it was a real spontaneous kind of thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think to the future? Did you have any idea that you'd be still doing this as Presida Eyes in 40 years?
No, not at all. I could never have imagined it. I didn't have a business plan or anything like that. It just was very organic. And basically, my involvement was really starting with the family, you know, and finding things for my children. What is there for children to do in the neighborhood? And there wasn't any arts programming in the community center. There wasn't any in the schools. So I felt that there was a need. It wasn't hard for me to imagine or even to think big because I always painted very big. And so what I liked about it was that it was for the people. That, because there was something that sort of turned me off about galleries and museums to a certain degree because not everyone could afford to participate in them. So that meant something. That meant a lot to me too. Is that it was really
it's accessible.
Mm-hmm. It's on the street and the materials that we were using it was the first time in painting history that you could use materials outside, and anyone could paint. You didn't even have to have any experience to do it.
Just pick up the brush.
Yes, and so it made it really accessible for community groups to come and participate in the process and actually paint their own murals.
It seems like you've been doing a lot of things project by project or learning things project by project over the years. I'm sure by now you have a lot of, you can plan more ahead of time based on your experience, but wondering what are some lessons that you've learned along the way, having had it happen, as you say, more naturally or more organically? What have you learned along the way about making things happen?
Well, I think that one of the reasons it's successful is because I'm in my own neighborhood. It's where people see you every day. The places that you go and patronize, you know, the stores or the cafes or the, you know, butcher shop or whatever it might be. In your neighborhood, and they see you, and they're the ones that are going to support you in whatever endeavors you dream up. I have the feeling that it's best if it comes as a request. Everything that we've done over the 40 years has been by request. We haven't initiated any projects. I get calls every day asking if we can do murals in schools, hospitals, community centers, wherever it might be.
And is that to you about responding to community needs rather than advance thinking that you might know what the community needs in advance?
Yeah, I don't want to assume. I think that there's some, I don't know, I don't want to assume what the community needs. And I find that through the practice that they really, really appreciate, you know, you're listening to them and giving them a voice and ownership of the work. And if you just go into a neighborhood just cold and you want to put up something that's your own, you're not going to get the support you just won't get the support and people won't see you.